Good morning, everybody.
Christian.
It's good to see you all.
If that is your real name.
It actually is, unfortunately. Okay, Christian Hand is my real name. It's awful. All right, so I just want to, a big announcement. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Black Sabbath is coming. It's on their last tour.
Ooh.
Metal.
It's the Forum on February 11th. That's of next year. You got to get tickets early, and they are on sale this Saturday, September 12th. I'm going to try to get tickets without having to sleep with a roadie. Right.
I saw them last time they were here, and it melted my face off.
Yeah, I'm really excited about it, and considering this is the last time that... So what I did was I was like, all right, well, let's maybe do some Sabbath. So I went and I looked at some Sabbath, and I went sort of down a rabbit hole, and I ended up thinking that maybe I should do this one instead. So, Andrew...
And it kind of seems appropriate for the week that football season kicks off.
You know me and my sports, pal.
Oh, yeah.
Tying it all together.
Peas and carrots.
Let's unleash the hounds right here. I mean, come on. Mr. Osborne.
That's how it goes.
All right, so we know the goods. We're all aware of Crazy Train by Ozzy Osbourne. I'm going to dedicate this entire breakdown to a high school friend, Brent Bodie. He and I used to drive around in like his 1970s Trans Am with Crazy Train cranked and just go for pink slips on the Nesconset Highway on Long Island.
Nice.
That's amazing
memories.
Nice.
So let's start with the most important instrument in this entire song. Pretty good.
Awesome.
It's called the vibra slap.
The vibra slap.
As
it should be. It's one of the few times it's ever been used in metal ever. I think it might be the only time.
See, now, I didn't know that I was breaking copyright when I patented...
the vibra slap?
The vibra slap is something I like to do in my spare time.
Let's start with the drum track. This is played by a certain man, Mr. Lee Kerslake, who... Andrew, what band did he play in prior to playing with Ozzy? You're right. Uriah Heep.
Ah, well, Uriah Heep.
Got it. So here he is. Toms for days.
Some hit sauce on those toms.
Mm-hmm.
These are actually Thomas's.
You're an idiot. Here he comes.
This sounds like something really big's about to happen.
Yeah, it's about to really go. I mean, that's what's majestic about this track. Every single... Interesting. The 16th hi-hat, which is the sound, for those of you who are not drummers, therefore not important. It's a very peculiar metal choice.
Now, it's impossible to be playing that at the same time he's playing the other, isn't it?
No!
He's playing a...
Christian's doing it right now.
Come on,
but
son.
To do the fills?
Yeah!
Please.
Dude, really?
Thanks for coming to see me play.
Wow.
Too many crickets. All right, so here we go. I mean, you know where you are in the song. That's the cool part.
Yeah.
You know? All right, so there's your drums. Lee just doing a man's job back there. And now the bass... is by a guy named Bob Daisley, who also played in a band, Andrew?
Uriah Heep.
Exactly.
Wow.
He was also in Uriah Heep.
This is the rhythm section for songs like Stealing. And
yeah, exactly. Nice. And now Ozzy was like, and they were like, yeah, we're in, let's do it. So they did. So
cool.
Here's the bass. And what I want you to notice about the bass line here is that when we come out of this little bit, when he goes into the rolling bit, he doesn't... Exactly. He does the actual verse. Listen to how dope the melody on the bass line is that you probably don't hear when the song is actually happening. And then when you hear it in the song, you'll hear the cool little thing he does pop out of the mix every time, and you'll realize and you'll never not hear it again. So here he comes.
What?
Yeah. Huh.
Since when?
It's
always in there?
Yeah. Oh. It's such a beautiful bass line.
Yeah. A lot of musicality to it.
And that little fill that you hear will happen around the vocal, so it like frames the vocals completely. We'll let him get to the chorus. Don't bore us.
Looks like one of those things. It sounds like one of those things that you'd have to have a pretty wide.
Yeah, no, he's moving. I mean, have you heard his work in Uriah Heep? Here we go. It's awesome, isn't it? So let's put the bass and drums together because this rhythm section, Andy?
From Uriah Heep.
Exactly. Well done. Here we go. This is the bass and drums together. Bass drum sound for 1980.
It's great.
Solid.
Wow.
Oh,
nice.
So groovy.
This is the best rhythm section named after a Charles Dickens character ever. I've ever heard.
Yeah. So good. Groovy, you know. All right, so when they get to the chorus, it's really cool. Or the pre-chorus version, obviously.
Mental wounds are healing.
You can tell that these guys have played together for a while because they're you know, like there's a syncopation that's come from a knowledge of each other's playing.
Yeah, dovetails.
So musical. All right,
like.
So there's the bass
Sweet.
And drums together. So now, of course, if you don't know who Randy Rhoads is, I just prefer that you turn the radio off at this point. You know, I
mean, no,
you
do educate the people.
You're right.
Christian.
I'm sorry. Okay, so Randy Rhoads is the guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne. He was prior to this, he was in a band called Quiet Riot that he quit because they weren't taken off in the States. So he starts playing with Ozzy Osbourne in his 20s, early 1920s.
Yeah, he's very young.
Very young. He's on this record. He's 21 when he's on this, and then he dies in a horrible plane crash where he was strafing the tour buses as a joke.
Yeah, they thought it would be funny to strafe the tour bus and fly past it. He had his I think the hairstylist from the band or something was with them, and it just crashes into the van.
It was actually crashed into a house.
Oh, was it? I thought it was the bus.
Yeah, it's awful. So, but Randy Rhoads' family lives in the valley here, so I'm going to dedicate this example of just, this is a 21-year-old dude bringing it. These are not cut and pasted, by the way.
No.
And they're the same.
The tone is just reckless.
If you listen to this on the podcast version later, I urge you to put headphones on because I hard panned the two of them so you can hear the different sides and you can hear how they're slightly different, but they're majestic.
That was him playing it once and then playing it again.
A bunch of times, I think.
Note for note, yeah. Right on top of
even his little wee.
By the way, I have a question for you two aficionados. I could be a little out of my depth here, but
no.
Never. That beginning of that riff, at the very beginning of the chorus, did I detect a little Van Halen vibe?
Yeah, no, there's the finger tappy
yeah.
Taps. Yeah, no, it's Yngwie and all those guys are all starting to get into that, and then, you know, Eddie comes out and just makes it a thing.
Right.
Which has its basis in classical music.
Yeah.
I mean, this
awesome.
Is, yeah, this stuff's been done for hundreds of years, but perfected in the early 80s.
So what I did for this is I put the guitars, the bass, and drums together, because now you'll be able to hear just how awesome the phrasing of that pagadoom, pagadoom, pagadoom thing is when he goes doodly-doo on the bass. So here it is together, just so you can hear this.
Yeah.
And like Randy leaves the space. He holds the note to give the room for it to happen. And that's why this groove is so motored. So good. So if you're gonna, you know, it's just, I could listen to this for hours. Todd's gonna be upset.
Just drive down the road.
Just with that looped. You're if you do that, you are a champion. You're a warlord.
You'll get to San Diego in 40 minutes.
Yeah, that would just feel like the days just whipped on by. All right, so let's do the guitar solo.
Okay.
Okay. Is that all?
Yeah, well, he had the mission to get 750,000 notes into 32 seconds. Mission accomplished.
Yeah, that's doodly doodly doodly.
Complete. And I did the same thing. Listen to that on headphones, and because there's a couple of, it's like multi-tracked, and you can hear the different variations on either side for the music dorks out there. So that's the guitar solo. Here's Mr. Osborne. And, you know, you can decry Ozzy's vocal stylings as much as you like. The point of fact is the dude is can I say the ASS word on that? No? He's a bad butt?
No, you can say that word.
I can say
he's a badass.
He's a bad butt.
I thought you were going to.
I love
you just can't build on the word ass.
Okay, all right. So I can leave
yes.
that. Okay,
as long as it's a suffix.
Right. So he is he's a badass when it comes to the vocals. And just listen. I mean, this vocal is so awesome. Listen to this dude. Might have been a little high at that time.
I crazy, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as foes. Maybe it's not too late to learn how to love and forget how to hate.
Hear him clearing his voice right before each phrase.
Mental wounds not healing. Life's a bitter shame. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
That's him doing the harmony?
I don't know if it's him. I had heard that might be Randy Rhoads. But I'm not sure. I couldn't find any info.
Let's go. I've listened to preachers, I've listened to fools.
So the thing to when you listen to his vocal, when he pushes into these higher notes, it's flawless.
Yeah.
When he goes into mental rule, that whole thing.
One person conditioned to rule and control. The media sells it, and you leave the role. Mental wounds still screaming, driving me insane. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm
awesome.
Going
beautiful.
Off yeah. The rails on
flawless.
A crazy
now,
train.
How is it he sings angelically like that? and then speaks like this.
I'm very wary of doing charity work. I mean, our phones have not stopped since this thing.
It wasn't quite as much residual damage at that point. I like the fact it doesn't get those things. So he's multi-tracked, right? So listen to how tight his phrasing with himself is.
They're not just doing a double?
No.
Oh, my God.
Crazy. I just cannot bear. I'm living with something that just isn't fair. Mental wounds not healing. Who and what's to blame? I'm going off the rails on a crazy train. I'm going off the rails on a crazy train.
Salute, Ozzy.
Almost sounds like a woman's voice doing
the harmony part.
Yeah, just a little sweetening there underneath the...
I definitely wouldn't think that was him.
No.
It definitely sounds like somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
But his notes are so on point.
They're flawless. And there's no... like that. What happens when you multi-track vocals and you don't get them exactly right, you get what they call train horning. Mm-hmm. So you'll get like a warble, and all of those are perfect. Like there's no warble at all. So here's something really cool that I found, which is that this is happening the entire time under the vocal. No idea.
What? It
sounds like Satan.
Yeah,
it sounds like they played it backwards and then backwards again.
And there's chicks in there.
Yeah.
This is cool. The chorus is great. Or the pre-chorus. And they get the phrasing wrong. So what I did was I put Ozzy's vocal and that together. So this is actually the vocal that's happening on the song.
Crazy. But that's how it goes.
What?
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
Oh, that's
millions
crazy.
Millions of people living as foes. Maybe.
And you have no idea.
It's just
not too late.
To add width
Weight.
To it.
Yeah.
To learn how to love and forget how to hate.
So I hard panned it, which means it's in like the left
mental
speaker and the right speaker, and I don't think that's how it is in the mix. I think
right.
it's centered
just
and
centered just and underneath it.
Yeah.
I'm going off the rails.
And it's not that loud, obviously.
Who right. are they?
It's just everybody, I think. Like obviously wives and girlfriends or whatever, you know.
And it wasn't really recorded. There's no record of it at the
ever.
Studio.
And then they all died. All right, so now let's listen. Let's go back and listen to the whole track. And the thing to really focus on is that little bass blop that happens in the
right.
in the loop.
So
his little doodly doo is so awesome.
All aboard!
The old vibra slap, Andy.
He knows.
I've done it many times. Can you imagine being the world's best vibra slapper? How'd that be? It's awesome. Now I hear it.
And it happens with the vocal and without it.
Living as foes.
Without it?
Maybe.
Yeah, now never would have heard that.
It's not too late.
So good. And as I say, the 16th hi-hat is just what motors you through that whole thing. An interesting note, Andy, that you didn't pick up on is that the entire song is in the full minor scale.
Is that right?
It is. It
I
is.
I suppose it is.
Yep.
Makes it more metal.
Have it.
Wow.
Crazy Train.
I think I speak for everyone when I say I've heard that song no less than 500 times, and now I hear it in a whole new way.
You'll never not hear that.
Awesome. Yeah.
All right, so don't forget, Black Sabbath coming to the Forum February 11th of next year. I will be there for sure. Live Nation are bringing them, so I'm going to tell them right now, send me some tickets. And they go on sale this Saturday, September 12th. And it would be great to see everybody down there. Thanks for having me in, and Crazy Train, people. Remember.
Right. Awesome. And as always, we'll have this up as a Mark in the Morning
yes.
little bite so you
yep.
can listen to it, as well as in the podcast.
Yep.
So thanks for that.
Yep.
In just a few minutes from now, we've got Todd Donahoe joining us for some sports, and we'll tell you more about that pro football slam with Sam. Right now, we're going to pause for a legal identification.